Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're with Reverend Harris. Real talk with the number one doctors. That's right. Real talk with the number one doctors. It's Dr. Harris and Dr. Gene Kennedy. Dr. Gene Kennedy out of the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And your very own from the West Coast, civil rights leader, revolutionary here on the West Coast, Reverend Dr. Floyd D. Harris, Jr. We're here today. We're excited to have another show for you. We're waiting on my co-host, Dr. Kennedy, to call in. She's from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, there's one thing that we have in common with Atlanta, Georgia, is the Georgia Bulldogs and the Fresno State Bulldogs. Man, maybe one day they'll get a chance to play one another, I hope. But anyway, we're here today. Another show, Real Talk with the number one. And, you know, we were talking about the incident that happened in Stockton, California the other day. And now we're here to discuss the situation dealing with Visalia, California. Visalia, California. We had another incident that happened in Visalia, California, which is probably about 45 minutes south of Fresno, going towards Bakersfield. It's a very conservative area. I would say a very racist area when it comes to the skin color of black folk and brown folk. And we had a good show yesterday with Sister Donnie Smith from Stockton, California. Her son was unfortunately shot at 48 times by the Stockton police, hit 18 times. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, shot at 48 times. How do you shoot at one person 48 times? And he was hit 18 times with one assault rifle bullet right in back of the head. But you know what? He was unarmed. He had no gun. He had no weapons on him, but he was shot at 48 times. This is just unbelievable what's going on here in America right now. It's just unbelievable what's going on here in America. And so, you know, it's time to have a discussion in regards to the community, so-called community policing that is taking place in our communities across the country. You know, I woke up this morning and I was turned on my computer, and man, the first story, Visalia, California. And let me just read to you what the newspaper had printed. It said a three-hour standoff in Tulare, California, ended up with an 82-year-old Visalia woman being shot by a Tulare County sheriff deputy. Okay. Her name was Novi Egger. She was 82 of Visalia, was shot after 12:30 p.m. by two deputies who responded to her home just north of Ben Maddox Way in St. John's Parkway. The incident began when dispatchers received a phone call from Egger family, who stated that the woman was threatening them with a handgun. Sheriff deputies responded to the scene at 9:22 a.m. and walked inside the home and contacted the family members who made the call. As deputies were inside speaking with Egger family, Egger brandished a handgun at the deputies and began making threats. The deputies rushed Egger family members out of the home to safety and immediately began to negotiate with Egger. According to the Tulare County Sheriff, negotiations continued for the next 3 hours, and the SWAT team was called to the scene to evaluate nearby homes so that they can advance cameras, microphones, and robots could be used during the standoff, hopes of bringing the incident to a safe resolution. At approximately 12:30 p.m., while deputies continued negotiating with Agar while setting up the tactical robot, The room was brandished in a handgun at the deputies near the robot. Two deputies fired a single shot each at Edgar, who hitting her at the right arm. After deputies removed the handgun from Edgar, she was then given medical aid and rushed to the hospital. Now, this is the Visalia Delta Times, Visalia Delta Times. And so, you know, go to your computer and look up the Visalia Tulare Delta Times and read this story. There's more to the story. And from what I read earlier, the 82-year woman did not die. Fortunately, she did not die. But the family is questioning the motives of the police department. Okay, they feel that this was excessive. Some of the family members feel that this is excessive. You know, I would ask the question, why would the deputies use lethal force? Why would they use lethal force on an 82-year-old woman? Well, some will say, well, when a gun is in the scene, now the police officers have to take measures to use lethal force. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree with that? I mean, okay, so she showed a gun. She didn't shoot it, but the SWAT team is called. Now, when the SWAT team is called, somebody's going to die. I mean, usually when SWAT is called, somebody's going to die. But from what I read, it seemed like the deputies had shot the 82-year-old woman. You know, so my question is, why is it that rubber bullets wasn't used at this time? Okay, we know that she's 82. We know that she's a senior. So I'm pretty sure she cannot run a 100-yard dash. I'm pretty sure she can't leap over buildings or fences. I'm pretty sure, I mean, I don't know if she had got driver license or maybe she had car keys or a car. I don't know if she drives or not. But let's put it in perspective. An 82-year-old woman. And you mean to tell me with the sheriff department, with the SWAT team, with all of these law enforcement agencies that are there, you mean to tell me no one can use non-lethal force on an 82-year-old woman? I mean, what is the society turning into now? Really, what is the society turning into now? You know, they said nothing about her shooting a gun. They just say she showed a gun. So if I show you something, doesn't mean that I'm going to use it. I mean, it takes me to another question because they stated that they were in the house. And if you're in the house and you're making threats, I'm trying to figure out why didn't the deputies, do they have tasers on them? So these are questions that I asked the community here today. What happens now? There's a police shooting. There's a police shooting. What happens now? The police officers go on paid administrative leave with pay. Paid administrative leave with pay. So that means they go for a vacation. So that means they don't work now. That means they're getting paid on a taxpayer dollar to go home and do nothing. And then, right, when the so-called investigation over, they're going to come back to work and get paid again. I mean, I just really have problems with the system that America had with the police department. You get paid either way. You get paid to work, and you get paid not to work. But when you read into the story, you will see that one of the officers has already contaminated the investigation, because now there has to be an investigation, supposedly by an outside agency, which is probably their friends or people they went to, you know, to the academy with. So I don't really look for a real just investigation. Because one of the officers that were there, he said, oh, well, you know, he was doing his job. He was in his rights. So by the officer saying that he has contaminated the investigation by public perception, that these officers are right. Well, why don't we let the investigation go through first before we make a decision on who's right and who's wrong? But an 82-year-old woman, 82, you send in robots, microphones, but you couldn't go to the extra level of using rubber bullets. I mean, was this really called for to shoot an 82-year-old woman in Visalia? I mean, just the other day, or last couple of days ago, we were in Stockton, California, and we have a young man who's over there at the bus stop wanting to catch the bus, jaywalked across the street. There was no car accidents that happened, no car pileup that happened. And so this cop wanted to come up to this brother and question him and took out his baton, started pushing him, telling him to get on the ground. And then the next thing I know, there's 9 other police officers coming to subdue this man and apprehend him and throw him to the ground, twist his arm behind his back, push his face down into the ground and arrested him. All because of jaywalking. Now, the young man in Stockton, California, he didn't have a gun. He didn't have a knife. All he had was a backpack going to school to try to get an education. And he jaywalked. Everybody jaywalked. Tell me one person in this world that has not jaywalked. I mean, he wasn't coming from the liquor store. He wasn't coming from a place of negativity. He had his backpack on going to school. And so this was an easy kill. This was an easy one for this police officer. Because, see, I know police officers try to move up in the ranks by how many people they arrest. Yeah. I know police officers who want to make quota for their department, the officer of the month. Listen, Real Talk, listen. You're with Real Talk with the number one doctors, Dr. Harris and Dr. Kennedy. Listen, Dr. Kennedy's not going to be with us today. She just texted me and said that she's at a meeting appointment. But listen, what I want you to understand, I had a probation officer tell me one day. He said, you know, Reverend Harris, he said, I tilt my hat to you. I know you're an advocate for the people and, you know, I get all that, and I respect what you do. He said, but, you know, I'm a probation officer. I deal with these criminals all the time. Now, listen to the word that he used, criminal. He used the word criminal. This person did a crime, did their time, got judged by their peers, went to prison, come back, and now we got the probation officer still calling him a criminal. It shows you the mentality of what these officers have. And so the brother says, you know, Harris, he said, listen, let me tell you something right now. He said, I have a family, okay, and I love my family. I said, yeah, you should. And he said, you know, I got two sons or two daughters, And, you know, I want to see them grow up in school, you know, go to college, you know. So, well, yeah, we all do. But what he told me after this just blew me away. He said, but Reverend Harris, he said, listen, end of the day, he said, I can carry a gun, okay? He said, I can carry a weapon. He said, if I remotely think, use the word, think that whoever I'm dealing with may have a gun or may not have a gun, if I suspect that they do, excuse me, he says, I'll use my gun. So why would he tell me that? Why would he tell me, regardless of whoever he's dealing with, if he felt that his life is threatened? This is what they always use. I felt my life was threatened. We feel like our life is threatened all the time as civilians. And we don't have a right just to shoot someone because we feel like we're threatened. But he said, if I felt like I'm threatened, he said, I will shoot. He did not, I mean, have crackle in his voice. He said, I will shoot. He said, because I want to go home to my family. That is what he said, verbatim, on Real Talk listeners. He said, I want to go home to my family, period. Now, how could he be so confident to say that to me, knowing that I'm an international civil rights leader, knowing that I'm an advocate, knowing that I'm a pastor in the community, know that, you know, I'm on TV, radio, you know, all this stuff. How could he be so confident to tell me that at the end of the day he wants to see his family, no matter if they have a gun or not, because he knows that the system that he works for is going to justify the shooting. That's the problem we have in America now. That's what we have to change as a society. If a police officer shoots someone, he better darn or she better darn sure make us understand that their life was in threat. Listen, let me tell you what happened in Madera, California. We got 3 minutes before the show go off. Let me tell you what happened in Madera, California, which is 20 minutes north of Fresno. We had a lady officer who handcuffed one of our Latino brothers, put him back in a police car. We know that there's no, you can't open the door in back of a police car. He was kicking a door. The lady officer pulled her weapon. She said she pulled her taser, but she pulled her Glock and shot him right through the heart inside the police car. And do you know, Real Talk listeners, that the district attorney in Madera, California said it was an accident? How in the hell do you accidentally kill somebody? How do you accidentally kill somebody? I mean, I never heard of anything so ridiculous in my life. He found a law in California and said it was a mistake. It was an accident. I cannot accidentally kill nobody, and I'm pretty sure you cannot accidentally kill nobody. But police can accidentally kill people and get away with it up until now, because there are police officers now being prosecuted across the country for shooting our people. We have to keep the pressure on. We have to keep marching. We have to keep holding press conferences. We have to keep holding vigils. We have to deal with the political structure that's in front of us, because this political structure hates us. It wants to gobble us up, take our bodies, and put it in prison and make $100-some thousand a year off our body. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. It's about money. Because as long as they keep locking us up, as long as they keep putting us in prison, we're going to keep the judges employed, probation officers employed, the prison guards employed. That's what this is about. This is about money. This is nothing but slavery in the 21st century. Slavery in the 21st century. And enough is enough. Enough is enough. And so, you know, as we go towards the end of our show today, I want to thank you for tuning in. Reverend Harris and Dr. Gene Kennedy, Real Talk with the number one doctors. We'll see what happens tonight and see what we talk about tomorrow. Ain't no telling what's going to happen today. I mean, life is like a soap opera. But, you know, we're going to take it. We're going to operate on it. We're going to dissect it. We're going to stitch it back up. We're going to open it back up again. This is what doctors do. Dr. Kennedy is an organizational psychologist, so she does this all the time. She dissects and analyzes and strategically look at things and organizations. So I just want to thank you for listening in today. You're with Reverend Harris, Reverend Dr. Floyd E. Harris, Jr., on the West Coast Revolutionary Real Talk with the number one doctors. Tune in tomorrow. Look at our Facebook, Floyd Harris, Jr., Dr. Gene Kennedy. Look at our Facebook, Real Talk with the number one doctors, National Network in Action Facebook. Send me a message. Send me a message. As Bob Marley say, one love. One love, family. Good night.